This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 21st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. And now a note from John Lothian. Joe Biden was inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States yesterday, but it was Trading Technologies that claimed the big news of the day with a change in leadership. Rick Lane is out as chairman and CEO of the global provider of high-performance professional technology trading software, and Tim Giannopoulos is in as chairman and CEO. Meanwhile, tastytrade was sold to IG Group, giving the British spread betting company entry into the fast-growing individual trading brokerage space in the U.S. Oh, and the U.S. stock market hit record highs yesterday, evidently liking something it saw in the day's news. Biden set a record for the biggest gain in the stock market from Election Day to Inauguration Day, with the S&P finishing 14% higher on Inauguration Day than it was on Election Day. The president with the previous record, Herbert Hoover. There was a hidden message in the new White House website aimed at recruiting coders to the U.S. digital service. Our friends at Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited announced the launch of a cash-settled mini USD/CNH futures contract, a smaller-sized contract to complement the popular USD/CNH derivatives products. Smaller is better these days. Speaking of HKEX, they reported on LinkedIn that today was a record-breaking day in the Hong Kong markets. Securities markets hashtag turnover set an all-time high of HK 302.5 billion, while hashtag Stock Connect southbound turnover notched a fresh record of HK 99.07 billion. Yesterday I was interviewing Olivier Ravel for the Open Outcry Traders History Project video series when he was interrupted by a call from another journalist. Ravel, whom I met when he was head of commodities at Euronext, had some big news to talk about. Reuters reported that French IT services provider Logiviv and market operator Griffin will launch Europe's first agricultural commodities over-the-counter OTC market, with contracts initially targeting wheat, corn, and rapeseed, they said on Wednesday. Ravel, now a managing director Europe at Griffin Markets and president of Griffin Markets Europe, was a market maker on the IPE and a board member for ICE when the exchange was still a project, trying to build an OTC market to compete with Enron Online. Susan Estes announced on LinkedIn that Open Door Securities has created operations as of this morning, January 13, 2021. Open Door Trading was launched as the first woman-owned and operated bond trading platform in the world. Chris Ferreris was an advisory board member of the firm. The Tower of London is down to 7 ravens. Not good. I'll be selling Bernie Sanders mittens through Amazon. They are the latest thing and I meme it. There are no new donations to our JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. So far we have had 115 donations. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by contributing to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. A note from John Lothian. And now a note from Matt Rabel. So far this month, Bitcoin miners have made $700 million, an $8 million increase from December's total mining revenue of $692 million, according to the data from the block. Good news for Galaxy Digital, who recently announced they would begin not only mining Bitcoin themselves, but also providing financial services for miners. An article from John Lothian. Why do you hire a super salesman to run Trading Technologies? Rick Lane is out at Trading Technologies as CEO and chairman, but still with the company in a non-titled supporting role for the time being, at the time when the company is rumored to be in the midst of a sale. Tim Giannopoulos, the former global head of sales at Trading Technologies and a major TT shareholder, is in as the new CEO and chairman, returning to the company after a stint as a consultant and startup investor and fintech executive. So why is this change occurring at a time when the company is reportedly for sale? There is not an easy answer, but my question in the title gives part of the answer, I think. To read the rest of John Lothian's commentary, go to the website at johnlothiannews.com. John Lothian News launched Ricardo Manrique Talks Global Index Trends Amid New Exchange Competition, a video interview. Ricardo Manrique is the head of strategy for FTSE Russell and has a great perspective on the global index business after having significant roles at other index companies, including MSCI, Stocks, and Dow Jones. With a global battle waging between exchanges over the FTSE, Russell, and MSCI indexes, as well as the rise of individual investor traders, Robinhood, John Lothian News interviewed Manrique over Zoom to talk about the index business and factors like ESG, Brexit, and day traders and how they are influencing the global markets. To watch the video, visit johnlothiannews.com. From the editorial board of FT, Joe Biden and the restoration of an American republic. Inaugural address was a call for a return to U.S. norms and values. Since at least the time of Abraham Lincoln, U.S. presidential inauguration speeches have contained appeals to unity. Rarely since then has unity been such a central or often repeated theme as it was of Joe Biden's address on Wednesday, but rarely too has American democracy felt as fragile as today. A comment by John Lothian, restoration is a good word. From Becky Ferreria of the New York Times, an ancient form of European money, bronze rings, ribs, and blades, because the objects has a standardized weight, scientists suggest they were a form of currency used some 3,500 years ago. The modern world runs on a constant flow of money that has its roots in simpler proto-currencies, pioneered of regional levels of ancient peoples. A pair of archaeologists believes they have identified a very early example of commodity money in Europe, used some 3,500 years ago during the Bronze Age, with denominations that took the form of bronze rings, ribs, and axe blades. People at this time frequently buried collections of these ubiquitous items, leaving a wealth of scattered hoards across the European continent. A comment by John Lothian, bronze rings were the Bitcoin of their day. And now Wednesday's top three. Our top story Wednesday was the picture President Joe Biden posted on Twitter of the two first couples standing in front of the reflecting pool looking at the Washington Monument. Second was opinion piece by the Financial Times, the American Republic's near-death experience about ex-President Trump's attempt to coup and the continuing danger to the U.S. democracy. Third was What Time Does Joe Biden's Inauguration Start? A viewer's guide from how to watch to the schedule, from Wall Street Journal. Markets Wiki this week at 197,920,405 pages viewed. That's of 25,109 pages, and there have been 229,359 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Please visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.